This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to another episode of the A to Z of the 90s with Bush and Louise. Louise, all in black this evening. You're quite goth.
Well, I mean, come on. Doug, can't you say that nearly every time we meet?
You're more goth than normal.
Yeah, I know. I had to work on a TV set there recently. They were like, all we ask is that you wear black. I was like, yeah, you don't need to ask me twice.
The
radio show that I produce is being filmed.
And they wanted you to wear black?
Yeah, just in case, you know, I came into shot, they could just, like, I don't know, green screen me out.
Isn't that terrible? That's just awful. How offensive is that?
Do you know what, though? Because obviously being a producer, I don't mind not being in the spotlight. This is my hour a week where I get to come and chat to you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not, like, shushed or, you know, shoo-shooed out of the room.
Well, it's early days in this particular episode. What have you been doing, Louise? What's been going on?
I wish I had something interesting to tell you. Not really that much, although you're going to hate me because we're going to go do the tree this weekend.
Sorry, have you got the weeks wrong? Is there a problem with the dates?
Because I'm going to go in November, I don't care.
Checking the diary here on the computer.
26th of November?
You're going to be doing the trees on the 26th of November?
Yeah.
I think if you do Christmas trees in November, you've got some form of a problem.
I definitely think I've got a problem. I just don't know what it is. Because we have this conversation most years. By the way, listener, if you don't know, Bush throws out his Christmas tree on Boxing Day.
Boxing Day, they're done and dusted. There's that weird bit, that kind of perennium between... It is between Christmas and New Year. Don't really know what's going on. Get to Boxing Day, get rid of it. You know, a fresh start.
I just want to point out, you've got three kids. Two are very young.
Yep.
And can you imagine how sad they are? Where literally Father Christmas has been not even just a little over 24 hours and you're like throwing the Christmas tree in the backyard.
Cleaned out. Well, I'll go one further. I'm telling you, we're not even going to have a tree this year.
Bush! Like,
this is double Grinch for me, right? We're not doing presents amongst our family. So I don't get Katie a present. Katie doesn't get me a present.
The
kids will get a present, obviously, because of Father Christmas. So there's that. And then secondly, we're not having a tree because Stella, our 10-month-old, will destroy it. She'll destroy it in seconds. She's like a little...
She's not a cat.
She is like a cat. She's a bit like, you know, if you watch like an old 1980s Japanese movie about like Godzilla wrecking a town.
That's like
Stella
her.
Walking around, pulling books off shelves, pulling stuff over, eating the end of my remote, my charger for my phone so it doesn't work anymore.
That child is an absolute legend. But come here, so that means no young families can have trees, which I don't think is the case. Katie, if you can hear me,
No.
You need to overrule him and get a tree.
I've been really quite strong on this one. Normally we have a little plastic tree thing, right? So we've got a tree in the house. But this time, I think it'd be fine on the mantelpiece. It's a little tiny, like a tree that's like 5 or 6 inches.
You can't see him, but he's holding his thumb and index finger like 2 inches apart from each other.
No, that's 6 inches, isn't it?
You wish. So you're going to get a little fake tree and put it on your mantelpiece.
Yeah.
I really thought it couldn't get worse than you chucking out your tree on, I was going to say Stevens's Day, on Boxing Day, but my God, you've gone and done it. Just no tree at all.
What's your name? Bernadette Christmas? Why are you so into Christmas?
Children, Bush.
I know, but why are you so into Christmas? Why are you always like this?
Where is Santa going to leave their presents?
You just have to work it out. Weirdly enough, actually, we were sat in the lounge the other night, and we've got a wood-burning stove.
Nice.
Tiny little flue.
Yeah.
And Thea, our middle daughter, asked me, how does Father Christmas get down there? And I said, I get back to her.
Smart.
I don't know.
She's smart.
I put this on Twitter. A lot of people saying magic key, which is a bit of a cop-out.
I was thinking, because I think I must have asked that when we had like quite a slim gas fire back in the day.
Yeah.
And I think my mum's answer was, he's magic and he can sort of like distort himself into whatever shape he wants.
You know, you do wonder what age kids think of themselves. This is ridiculous. In fact, our eldest daughter, Erin, I know for about, I think 2 or 3 years, she knew deep down.
Don't finish that sentence.
Do you know what I mean? She knew deep down. I've got to be aware that people listen to this with their kids.
Yeah. So
do you know what I mean?
I don't even know if you should continue that, to be honest.
I'm just going to say, Erin knew.
Santa still brings me gifts now, in my 30s.
Does he? What kind of stuff does he bring you?
Very sexy stuff.
Well, okay, I'll just move across that one. He says, sipping his tea. Any other gossip, anything else going on?
Not very much, Bush. I just want to tell people, if you don't follow Bush on Instagram or Twitter, you've obviously been concerned about him, like I have. He looks bloody great. Well, he looks a bit dishevelled, but we'll allow it. He's got a hole in his nose.
Hole in my nose.
He's got a hole just to the left of the bridge of his nose, which I've been told is going to fill out a bit.
I hope so.
Great. And he's very unshaven.
Yeah, I'm just gone a bit kind of Bear Grylls.
I mean, I look great.
You look great.
Yeah.
You do look great. I feel like a Nordic, like a maths teacher.
It's a great sweater. Where'd you get that?
Thank you. I don't know. Where is it from? Can you see in the label?
I don't want to touch you.
Okay.
I think that the clothes are great. Face and hair and facial hair. Just, you know, buck up for next week.
What is wrong with you, though? Because I remember last time when we did this, I was clean shaven and you were freaked out.
Yeah, but there's a happy medium.
Okay. But I don't want to go into it, but my clippers take you all the way down to skin level. So I'm going to have to go to skin and then back up.
Yeah, because do you remember you were telling us you got a new one and it was either all or nothing?
All or nothing. Literally.
I don't think that's right.
I think you need to get someone else. I mean, I do need to buy another set of clippers, and this might be a Christmas hint, but I don't want to admit to
From
Katie
who?
That she
You're
was right.
You're not getting any presents.
We are still, yeah, that's a good point. We aren't doing any presents. Oh, I've really boxed myself into a corner.
Come on, what's crack with your mum and dad? What's, like, you know, sexy Nigel and Geraldine going to get you?
Stay away from Nigel again. That's fine. We've talked about this before. I don't know what they'll get me.
Well, are they allowed to get you presents?
They're allowed to get us presents, but amongst like the cousins and stuff like that, we're not. It's a lot of money, isn't it? Kids have got everything they need these days as well. Do you know what I mean?
Just be mindful. But surely the kids aren't on the list. Surely kids are still getting loads of presents.
Yeah, kids are, but it's just amongst like me and my brother. You know, he doesn't need to buy me anything because his birthday's in January. My birthday's December, so you know. If you want any further details on the incredibly complicated Bush family present giving. Rota, then just drop me a little tweet at Bush on the Radio. I'll fax over the PDF to you.
God, please don't.
Right, let's get on with this. This is the 80s of the 1990s. We're talking about stuff beginning with V. I can't believe after this episode, there's only 4 more episodes left, Blomo.
It's sad, isn't it?
Curiosity V, WX1. Yeah, 4 more left. And right by the end of it, I'll finally get my head around the alphabet. So, do you want to kick us off with one?
I will kick you off with a very easy one. I was going to say, I need some time to gather my thoughts on this.
Right.
I'm going to kick us off with a very obvious one. This has come in from someone called Stacey Smith. This band absolutely playlisted her entire decade in the 90s, and that is the Venga Boys.
Oh.
Oh, he's still going, right? Okay, fine. He had his eyes closed and everything.
We like to party. We like to party.
They did like to party as well.
God, did they party?
Did they? What a decade for them.
They had a bloody brilliant time. If you were in the Venga Boys in that era, peak era, you'd have had a great time.
Also, please get in touch with those Venga Boys. We'd love to know, like, how was the 90s for you?
If you imagine them as a band in your heads, like, what are they?
Oh my God, I do have some news for you, actually.
Go on.
And it's very 90s.
Yes.
I've been invited to Patsy Kensit's wedding.
Oh, my word. Now, this is the most 90s bit of news we've had in the entire series.
I'm sorry, I can't believe I didn't open with that.
Who's Patsy Kensit marrying them?
So she's getting married to someone who's not in the public sphere.
Good.
And they're keeping
it
all very private, which I love.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. And she is ecstatically happy.
What does he do? What's his job?
He is a property tycoon.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, okay. So she's not marrying a plumber then,
no,
is she?
No, she's not.
So, is it, are you going, I mean, I know you can't give away any details, but you're going to like a big stately home, or is it like a
can't
central
say anything.
London?
Just got the message the other day. You're coming to the wedding.
Why?
It's next summer. So, can't wait for that.
What will be the Louise Maloney wedding look? What will you go for? Hat? Fascinator?
Black. Always black.
You can't go in black to a wedding.
Oh, especially a summer wedding, but I do. Black outfit, always. And it wouldn't be a hat and it wouldn't be a fascinator. I'd kind of like to wear maybe, like one time I wore like a lace headband, which was kind of cool.
Are you trying to be a ghost? Maybe you'll think you're a ghost. Is it The Lady in Black? Is that scary movie? I think you it's kind of reminding me of that a little bit.
So I will let you know how that wedding is next year. We won't be on a podcast together, but we'll still be friends, hopefully, and I'll let you know.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. Depends how many times you keep saying I'm dishevelled in my appearance. also... Again, you don't have to give any more details away. Is she going to have a hen do?
I don't know about that.
Do you have a hen do if you're like,
I don't know, if
times?
It's your fourth wedding. Oh,
is
no, maybe it's her fifth. I think it's her fifth wedding. I don't think you've got a hen.
It might be fifth.
I think it's fifth, because it's Jim Kerr from Simple Minds.
Liam Gallagher.
The DJ fella that I can't remember his name.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And there was someone else as well.
This is so 90s.
It is very 90s. I love it.
She told me, we were in a taxi on our way to an event together. Do you remember we all were? I can't remember what the story was now. She's told me one of the filthiest stories I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, I've got a filthy story about... Actually, I'm not... not
oh, go on. Just give us a little hint.
I can't. Sorry. So anyway, V is for Venga Boys.
We got there in the end. Thank you to Cole, who has tweeted us to say V is for the Volvo Estate. So you went on any like trips? A lot of American movies were based on family in Volvo with wooden paneling on the sides.
God, who wouldn't have it now?
It was a proper 90s thing, proper 80s thing. Yeah. One big shame now of like cars and groups of friends from, I remember back from that era, is that if we went anywhere and we were taking people with us, like we went to go and play like five-a-side football at Paint and Leisure Centre or whatever, or Churston Leisure Centre, would be people sitting in the boot. You don't get people sitting in the boot anymore these days. Do you remember that when your friends used to sit in the boot of your parents' car looking out the back window?
I was constantly put in the... What's it called? The foot...
Footwell.
Footwell.
You were put in the footwell?
Of course I was, because I was teeny tiny when I was a girl. And I would just be like, always in the middle. Or always just in the foot bit. Like, you just sit down there behind Dad's seat at my feet, because we've got, like, all my mates are in the back of the car.
No seatbelt or anything like that.
Do you know that our car... Because this is what I was... You bought the Volvo Estate. I was going to bring the Volkswagen.
Oh, yeah.
Because we had a Volkswagen Golf, a hatchback. And it had no seatbelts in the back at all. Like, they didn't exist in there.
Different time. I remember my mum telling me when she came back from hospital, giving birth to my brother, who's 2 years younger than me, we were just all on the back seat. Like, you know, you think about all the unbelievable...
What? She gave birth on the back seat?
I don't know. She came back from the hospital with the baby. I was born in the lounge in Liverpool.
Oh, were you?
Never made it to the actual hospital. I just wanted to get out, get going on stuff.
Coming in hot.
But when they were bringing Simon back from the hospital, he was just in a Moses basket on the back seat.
Oh, just sat on the... Yeah, I know exactly what you
she
mean.
She was sat with him, just smoking a cigarette or something like that. Just different times.
It's crazy. And I remember my granny had a car. It was an old Mazda and it was black. And it literally had rusted so much in the back seat footwell that there was a hole in it. And you could just put stuff down and it would just be gone, like onto the road.
There's some quality footwell chat in this.
I didn't know it was going to go this way, but I'm happy about it.
In the 80s and the 1990s, V is for Volvo or Volkswagen Estate.
Nice.
Yeah, what are you saying, Louise? What are you saying?
Okay, this might not apply to you, but at 100%...
I'll go get a cup of tea then or something.
No, I mean this specific thing, right?
Right, yeah.
Back in the day... Oh, no, we're not allowed to say back in the day. People keep telling us that on Twitter.
Who says that?
So apparently you said 3 back in the days last week, and then the week before I said 5 back in the days.
If you've got a problem with me or her saying back in the day, get in touch on Twitter.
They have.
All right, again... And I'll meet you at any Wetherspoons car park, pub car park in the United Kingdom, and we'll
have it out.
I was going to say an Irish shirtless tear up, and that's it's a bit of offering out of fights. Do you know anyone that's done that? Or
no, I've never heard of that.
Calling people out for fights in videos,
like a scrap,
like bare knuckle boxing.
Oh yeah, what about it?
They normally got Irish accents when I've heard them do it.
What are you saying here, Bush?
Yeah, you aware? You must know what I'm talking about.
No.
I think you're being difficult about this.
Anyway, so we are going to say Back in the Day. It's a nostalgic podcast.
Crying out loud. Let's after three, Back in the Day. Three, two, one.
Back in the day. So Back in the Day.
One more time, because it was really good. Three, two, one. Back in the day.
Lovely. So Back in the Day, we're really clocking them up on this episode, aren't we? It totally applied to me. I had to work it out on my walk here, and it did apply to me all up until the year 2000.
Yeah.
2001, maybe.
This is the most sketchy lead up to you suggesting something I've ever heard in my life.
Virginity.
Oh my God, I can see now why. So I can write this down.
Yeah.
Louise, what year are you saying you lost your virginity?
I'm saying this is called the age Z of the 90s. So that my V plates very much applied to me back in the 90s for the entire decade and would have done for a whole lot of people listening to this podcast who are around my age.
Do us a favour, right? And tweet me at Bush on the Radio with the year you lost your virginity.
So what year were you?
I don't know.
I think I was 2001.
I think I might have lost mine in 94.
What age were you, Bush?
It was before. Oh, I don't know.
He's put his foot. He's blushing now. We're like, he was 27.
Oh, it's horrible when you start doing the maths. Mm. I can't. That's made me eyes water. That.
Who was it with? Was it with a girlfriend?
Yeah.
No, it definitely wasn't.
Awful. It's terrible.
He looks dead behind the
it's
eyes.
Terrible. You paid it's terrible.
It was
terrible at the beginning.
You paid, didn't you?
What are you talking about? They paid me, actually. let's be honest about it. It's terrible at the beginning, isn't it? At the beginning. You have all these dreams about it and think, oh,
phew. Oh, and then you do it and you're
like, that was... You watch Channel 4 late night and you think, phew, French movie, phew.
Jesus,
I remember at first thinking, is that it?
Mm.
Is that what all that was about?
I know someone, a guy, okay, who had sex for the first time.
Yeah.
And... it ended quite quickly for him, if you know what I'm saying, okay?
Okay,
maybe two or three movements.
Wow.
Okay, and he was so embarrassed.
Pump, pump, fizz.
Exactly.
Like Alka-Seltzer.
And he was so embarrassed. This is an old friend of mine. He was so embarrassed that he just kept going, built it up again.
Oh, my God, that's so gross.
And then, you know, what was your saying again?
Alka-Seltzer, punk, punk, fizz.
Punk, punk, fizz for the second time. And she thought it was the one time the whole time along. And she ended
fair play to him.
I know, yeah. And she told everyone in school that he was a great goer, that he was going on for ages and ages. Little did she know.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's pretty amazing, that, isn't it?
I still can't figure it out. I'm like, the science of it all. I'm like, but, and then I just can't get my head around it, so I just don't.
No, I don't want to cause a gender war.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot more pressure on fellas.
I think there definitely is.
Isn't there?
Well, we just have to lie there.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
And then for us, it can get in your head, can't it?
I know.
And then you get out in Pele giving you advice on getting special tablets in ad breaks.
Who's Pele?
Ex-football player.
Oh, was he on those ads?
Yeah, yeah, doing the old... adverts, yeah,
oh, about, like, I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Can I let that lead me on to my next V, please?
Please do.
Viagra.
Well, this is perfect.
Yes.
What's this about? What, is it a 90s thing?
Viagra was invented, I think, in 89.
Whoa.
And started being drip-fed into the market into the market in the 1990s.
Wow. So you're Alka-Seltzer, man, punk, punk, fizz. You didn't need any of that at all, did you?
Absolutely not. Imagine just keep them going. Like, think about that. Keep it...
I can imagine, like, almost trying to have it off with, like, a tree trunk.
I don't think it was like that. I think it was just, like, very just, you know, slow and steady wins the race. Let's just go again.
I'm seeing, like, terrier dog of an old lady trying to have a go at your leg. Get off! Stop it!
So V is definitely for virginity for the entire decade for me, and V is also for Viagra that started to come about. And also, I mean, Viagra sort of changed everything, didn't they? Would you ever take one?
No, I don't know what would happen to me. Yeah. I reckon I'd have like a heart attack or something.
But like, is it true that if you take one, sometimes maybe you'd, you know, be 4 hours on it and just be like, this is awful.
This is the big, like, I don't know, it's an urban myth or the fear is like, what if you have one and you have a stiffy for the rest of your life?
I know.
To use that phrase, which I haven't used that phrase for ages.
Great word.
For the rest of your life.
I know.
And I've got enough stuff going on at the moment with a bad back and me nose. Then
and the beard.
And the and that as well. I didn't realise that was one of my ailments. But but yeah, in the 80s or the 90s, in the 1990s.
V is for Viagra.
I just wanted to hear you say it. Lords has tweeted us to say, and again, I haven't done any research
the
on
singer.
This. I wish it was, but it's not.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done any research on this, but I remember it from back in the day. And I'll do the... Oh, I've just said it again. I'll just do the impression of it for you. Are you ready for this? Viacom.
Oh, my God. What program was that at the end of?
Viacom.
So good.
I don't know what it is. What's Viacom from?
So I think Viacom was the studio, was it, that created a lot of programs we would have watched back in the 90s?
Because I'm almost hearing... Viacom.
No, that's do 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 do. Or what's the one like? Sit, Ubu, sit, roof. Good dog. What's that one?
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, okay, that is one.
What?
Hang on a second. What did Viacom?
Some live
make
googling. Louise's been really into like searching for stuff on her phone. Now she's got a new phone.
I'm still like very, very, very taken with it.
You should be. It's a lovely phone.
Oh, it's very hard to understand this now, Bush.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. So, okay, it included Paramount Pictures, MTV Films and Nickelodeon. We've talked about Nickelodeon on this before.
Covers all bases. Yeah. And MTV as well.
Yeah, exactly.
In the 80s and the 1990s, thank you, Lord, my Lord. We don't know what it is. V is for Viacom.
Nice.
Thanks.
V is for sweets that I loved back in the 90s, but other people didn't really love that much. And also, Read All About It has been in touch with these sweets. Yeah. And that is Vice Versas.
Never heard of them.
Okay, so Vice Versas were like a chocolate sweet. And if they had a brown shell, they had white chocolate in the middle. And if they had a white shell, they had like dairy chocolate in the middle.
Oh, how contrary.
I know, I thought they were delicious. There were 20p back in the day. Oh, no,
I said it again. We might have to stop putting something in a pot every time we do it.
They were 20p back in the 90s, and I absolutely loved them. This is the thing. White chocolate in a white crisp sugar shell.
That's
and
a poor
white chocolate
USB.
In a brown crisp sugar. I can't even say it. I'm reading it. You know
it's
I mean?
Too confusing,
it's
isn't it?
It's too hard.
Another sweet to chuck in the mixer. Nigel, not my dad. Don't even go there.
Boo.
Nigel suggested Victory V sweets. You remember Victory V sweets?
No.
There's a really bizarre collection of things that you can buy in chemists.
Mm.
So you know, obviously you can get the stuff from behind the counter, all the painkillers, etc.
Yeah.
But then there's the stuff that chemists sell out the front, which is a kind of incongruous collection of medical socks or fisherman's friend sweets or weird throat lozenges that are like something from the World War One.
Yeah.
Victory V sweets are like World War II-esque, very strange tasting throat lozenges that would make you breathe in and feel like your cold has disappeared.
Wow.
But there's an undercurrent that you might be poisoned with some kind of gas thing that it would have used during the Great War.
So, do you know these? Have you had them?
We used to have them when I was a kid.
And so what kind of flavour do they have?
Terrible flavour.
So not like eucalyptus-y or minty?
No. Soury, sweety, kind of medical. It tasted like... Victory V sweets tasted like a tablet you might have to take to... that was full of iodine if you were going into a war zone.
Whoa.
That was the vibe.
Do they kind of smell like a hospital... Do they kind of taste like a hospital smells?
It tastes like a hospital smells. Exactly
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
To the point where you'd almost, I imagine, take one, pop one in your mouth, and then throw a load of powder over your head to get rid of lice.
Wow.
That's the whole... It's almost like a tequila slammer for a Victory V.
Can you please try and source some for the next episode, just because I want to try them?
I like Fisherman's Friends.
Yeah, I know you do. I've seen you with like numerous packets of them. Like,
I've always got a Fisherman's Friend in my mouth, and I've always got them. So I might pop into my local chemist and see if they've got any there and bring for the next episode.
Do you get your Fisherman's Friends from the chemist or the shop?
In the chemist.
And so, why do you love them so much?
It's just sometimes because I don't smoke anymore, and sometimes you get these times when you just feel like I need to wake up a little bit.
Yeah,
I pop a Fisherman's Friend, have a deep breath in. And it just makes you feel like I'm alive.
Wow.
And I'm just like buzzing off it, do you know what I mean?
God, it doesn't take much, does it?
I could go clubbing on it. I really could. in the 80s and the 1990s, and if you're aware of these sweets, please get in touch. V is for Victory V.
V is also from, and this is from Carl T. This has been sort of like, maybe I'm wrong on bringing this up, actually. VHS tapes?
No, that's fine.
Yeah? Okay, so this has been like a running theme throughout the whole series. We've sort of talked about stuff being on tapes. VHS tapes, but mainly films being so long you had to watch them on two tapes, like Titanic.
Was that on two tapes?
That had to come on two tapes because it was too long to fit on one. Which is just crazy now, because I remember that the Titanic like box set was quite big with the two VHS in it. And then we've talked about our local video store. Yours was Blockbuster, mine was Extravision. And
get yourself down to Extravision.
Lovely. And we'd get a fine if we hadn't rewound the tape.
Yeah, I mean, I would always, you know, we've got to rewind the tape, haven't you? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely, but sometimes you just forget.
And it's not just like, the thing is now, that's just not like an instant thing. It takes you 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I told you about Quentin Tarantino playing with the tracking.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But I used to love lying by the VHS player and watching all those digits and stuff like that. Like, it was a real sort of like modern gadget back in the 90s, wasn't it? It was a very like progressive thing when we didn't have anything like that before.
Do you have a top loader or a front loader?
Front loader.
My uncle Neil had a top loader.
That seems very modern.
Early adopter. Yeah. I think the first ones had top loader.
Oh, did they?
And then he went front loader. And then he bought a front loader. And then my cousin Chris from Liverpool, who's now in the Navy, stuffed a jam sandwich in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of hard not to stuff stuff in it, isn't it?
So, you know, a tale of fun, technology and excitement, tinged with a bit of sadness.
Yeah, that is sad.
In the 80s, said the 1990s V is indeed for VHS cassette. One submission now from a listener. Ben has got a cracker for us. Ben, take it away, please.
Hi, Bush. Hi, Louise. Loving the podcast, especially when it goes off on a complete tangent. So, for the letter V, I'd like to submit Van Damme. Yes, the muscles from Brussels himself, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Star of Double Impact, Hard Target, Time Cop, AWOL, and Universal Soldier, when he teamed up with another video star, Dolph Lundgren. In the 90s, as teenage me perused the local video store shelves, Van Damme was everywhere. In fact, even in his own movies, he was everywhere, as he tended to play his own twin in a few of them. I was somewhat obsessed with Jean-Claude Van Damme, and wanted to do his epic box split myself. I remember going on a sixth form art trip to Amsterdam and my best mate opening the door to our room to find me balancing my legs across two chairs, resulting in two very aching muscles from Brussels, so to speak.
Absolutely fantastic. Thoughts on Jean-Claude Van Damme, Louise?
Yeah, he's one of those people who the whole world thinks is really attractive and I don't.
Right.
You know, those kind of people. I also have that with Richard Gere, don't see it.
Not into Richard Gere?
No. Don't really get the George Clooney thing either.
Okay. Robbie Williams? You like Robbie Williams?
Ew, no.
Oh, dear. Okay.
He's not one of the world's most beautiful men, though, is he?
Well, yeah, I think he's all
right. Oh, my God. The way you look.
No, sorry, who's the most? Fabio. Do you remember Fabio?
From where?
From, like, the adverts.
From the adverts.
Fabio from the adverts.
I've literally got no idea.
Genuinely, look on your phone now. He was like he did all like the male underwear and lingerie.
Are you talking about David Gandhi?
No, I'm talking about Fabio. He's quite 90s. We should have mentioned him on F.
Fabio, what else am I putting in?
Fabio model underpants. Please put those three words. Fabio model underpants. That's not him.
Yeah, because there's a type of pants called Fabio's.
Oh, that's
90s ads I'm going to put in. Hang on.
Yep. Fabio. 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 Sorry, everyone. There's been a lot of Google searching on Louise's phone.
Oh, my God. That guy.
That's him.
Oh, good
Look
Lord.
At him.
Okay, so this guy, for those of you who don't know, this guy... Oh, my God.
It's how men used to look.
Completely ripped, okay?
Yep.
And he has the broad shoulders, the pecs, the six-pack, beautiful arms, and flowing red-brown hair.
The hair down to his waist, I think.
Look at him there with the blonde hair, a bit
beautiful.
Older.
Beautiful. He looks like a magician's assistant.
He looks like he used to be a gladiator, was he not?
I think he's got gladiator look.
He really does.
I think in many ways the gladiators try to copy him, but Fabio was just... I can imagine him with... No top on, dungarees carrying a couple of tractor tyres.
Yeah, I mean,
that in a black and white print.
I could probably Google that and it would come up straight away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So,
okay, Fabio,
holding a baby, just holding a baby against his chest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice, nice, nice.
That's nice. So, I don't know what we're talking about, but there's another V.
Oh, yeah, what was it again?
Of Jean-Claude Van Damme. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Ben. Okay, another V. Let me have a look. Dan Green's been in touch. He got in touch actually with some really good ones.
Did he now?
Yeah, and he said, I didn't know that this came out so early, but virtual reality.
Oh my God, virtual reality. I used to love virtual reality.
What do you mean you used to love it?
I felt like virtual reality lost its way. So I remember going to the Trocadero in central London with my brother, Simon. We were on a family trip to London to visit family. Mm. More information you needed. And we had a go on virtual reality where we had a headset and some handlebars each.
Yeah.
And we were like walking around like really like crap robots walking around. Just like we had our like a couple of leg braces on. And then that was it for virtual reality. Didn't have anything for ages. And then it's kind of come back with a vengeance now with... Have you ever had a go on these Oculus headpieces?
So I don't think I've had a go on the Oculus, but do you remember I was telling you last year I went to the Van Gogh immersive experience?
Yes.
And there's a room, a virtual reality room, where you go in and you put on the headset and it takes you through the landscapes of which he painted. So you're not in the paintings, you're in the places he actually painted. And it blew my tiny mind.
Did they have a section where you could go in and pin his ear back on for him?
No.
I think it's a missed opportunity.
I think so too.
You got the interaction and everything as well.
I think so too.
Is it still going? Can I get over there and suggest something to them?
I think you should. I think it's still in Shoreditch, yeah. But I really thought, oh my God, if this is virtual reality, I'm into it.
It's been a complete turnaround. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but my friend John, he has got an Oculus Rift thingy. Sounds like an injury, but it's
so come
like
here, tell me this. Is the Oculus the one that you can own in your house, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So it's like a headpiece
and
two things that go on your hands, and then you can choose these different programs. And he's got one of them is like done by the National Geographic, where you can, it's like a tiny area, but looks photorealistic of the Grand Canyon with all the sound effects and the wind blowing past you and birds in the sky. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Then there's another one where you've got to walk out on a plank over this really high building.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely bricking it.
I know.
It's
now,
amazing.
Is it John?
John, yeah.
Does he watch porn on it?
You can watch porn on it.
I know, and apparently it's like a mind-blowing experience.
Wow.
Yeah, because you feel like you're in the porno.
Really?
Yeah.
That's been the dream, isn't it? Like virtual reality.
There's a brilliant American program out. There's been a second series of it called Dave. Have you watched it? You'd really like it.
Uh-huh.
It's about this like Jewish rapper in the States. It's really, really clever. You're going to get loads of people saying now, Bush, you haven't watched Dave?
Never.
Anyway,
I've never watched it.
He's very, very well off. And he puts on his the Oculus, it must be.
Watches
porn on it and obviously has a good time. And it feels like it's like he's in it.
It's quite scary.
It's happening to him.
See, the only issue I'd have with that, right, is that you've got to obviously put a headpiece on.
Yeah.
So if you're up to no good,
you've got your
headphones on and everything as well, it's asking for trouble.
Well, you just have to make sure, A, the doors are locked, and B, you know, you're not going to have any chiddlers walking through or anything.
Any what?
Chiddlers.
What's a chiddler?
Child.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like street people. Thieves.
Yeah, but for you, a family man, you couldn't do it, obviously.
No.
But if you're a bachelor, a rich bachelor, you'd just be doing that all the time. Why would you ever go out again?
I'd have all the toys. If you lived on your own, I'd have all the toys. Everything all connected up in Bluetooth. The power grid, like, dimming. All the lights flickering in
this
your street.
Is exactly what he does, and he has all
What's
of the
this
stuff
movie?
Going,
Are you doing a move?
I can't get out. I'm
sorry, are you moving your headphones?
Cables.
I thought you were, like, grinding. Showing what he was doing. I was like, is that what he does?
Also, just like not even for the podcast, but check that program out. It's on iPlayer. It's brilliant.
Well, thank you for the recommendation. I think that brings us to the end of another vibrant episode of the A to Z of the Night.
Nice. See what you did there.
V for vibrant. Cannot believe there's only four episodes left.
Mm.
So QSTV. W should be okay. X is going to be awful. Okay, X is going to be a car crash of an episode, but stick with us for it. Spread the word. Come and say hello on our Instagram page.
A to Z of the 90s podcast.
We love you all, and we will see you next week. Thank you very much.
I feel like that was a bit sudden. I was like in the flow of chatting.
Is there anything else you wanted to say before we wrap up?
You really put a stop to my gallop there, to be honest.
Louise has nothing further to add. Neither do I. We will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.